This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Recently, Mark McCollum spoke to a crowd of over 100 students, faculty, and business leaders on the Baylor campus. McCollum, Chief Accounting Officer at Halliburton, addressed the effectiveness of corporate America's efforts to regaining the public trust.
The real enemy against restoring the public trust is the overwhelming hubris of corporate leadership in America today. Our society feeds this fire. Americans love to celebrate its stars, those larger-than-life characters who win fame and fortune through wit or even happenstance. However, the dark side of that ambition and power is arrogance and self-indulgence. And we've seen time and time again where those in the limelight lose perspective and then ultimately lose themselves.
According to McCollum, American businesses have spent over $20 billion to comply with the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which was enacted to help avoid inaccurate or deceptive corporate financial reporting. But he also says that all of these added controls may be missing the point.
Many of us are confusing internal controls with morality, and they're not the same in my opinion. The purpose of controls is to efficiently manage processes, achieve visibility to activities, and create accountability with corporate standards. Peter Drucker said it well, control is a principle of economy, not morality. A person or persons of poor morals can always find a way to circumvent controls if he's so inclined. So all of our extreme attention placed on improving internal controls is in some ways taking our eye off the ball.
McCollum believes that leaders have the ability to restore that trust. He explains how.
I firmly believe that the ultimate responsibility of restoring the public's trust will rest on the shoulders of those who understand, live, and lead with the idea that integrity is a state of being, not doing. What I'm talking about is integrating your work into your faith.
Leaders should be selfless and have the ability to handle ambition and privilege.
So, you know, whether you want to call them servant leaders or level five leaders, as Jim Collins does, even the world recognizes that the most ethical and effective leaders are those who put the needs of their organizations ahead of their own personal interest.
Mark McCollum is the Chief Accounting Officer for Halliburton. His appearance was part of the Ben H. Williams Distinguished Speakers Series. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit baylor.edu/business/radio or kwbu.org, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.